and this is so-and-so, she is a friend of mine from school.
Mm-hmm.
This is so-and-so, he is a friend of mine from school.
Mm-hmm.
Very carefully.
That's interesting.
I thought so too. The child may have come 200 miles to visit. This
uh-huh.
is a friend from school.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is one of the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After a date, the boy might bring a girl home, and that would he might at the door. He might
kiss her goodnight.
Yeah. Now, what are some other terms for that sort of thing? In that some terms, for instance, when you were young, what terms were used?
I resent that when you were young.
Yes. Well, I don't think I'm young.
I think kiss is a very good term.
Yeah.
I think such terms as necking imply more than kiss.
Yeah.
And
okay.
My mother used sparking.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing.
Yeah. And then, but spooning then probably
went
came
back to grandmother's
yeah,
generation.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the necking. Yeah.
And now they make out.
Yeah, that's right. But the trouble with that is that these terms and making out are different. I mean,
I think so.
I really don't. it's hard, especially hard to talk to kids about this because they have different distinctions. That's right. Sure. And if a man is asked a woman to marry him and she decides not to, but she'd agreed before, and you might say she did what she.
She broke her engagement.
Yeah, or she, any kind of jocular terms there that might be used.
Well, she went back on her word.
Yeah, or anything like gave him the mitten, threw him over, turned him off.
Possibly turned him down, but I would think of that more in terms of not accepting him in the first place.
Right, but if she did,
threw him back.
Yeah, if she didn't, they went ahead and
got married.
All right, and the man, who attends at a wedding, who stands up with the groom is called
the best man,
and the woman counterpart is the
maid of honor or matron of honor,
or just one of a number. There,
a bridesmaid.
Yeah, a noisy serenade after a wedding
was called a shivery.
Did they ever call it a shivery around here?
Yes, my mother told of attending shiveries.
Could you describe it for me? What you?
The dean of the college married and bought his bride back, and the children all got out of the dormitory. The college at that time took you from first grade through college,
mm-hmm.
and so the children were of various ages,
mm-hmm.
and they took whistles and spoons and bells and what have you,
mm-hmm.
and they went and hid on the lawn, and as soon as the lights were turned out in the apartment, then they started this wild noise, and then they serenaded
mm-hmm.
them.
Now, the serenade, and a serenade then is part of the shivery.
It was in this case.
Yeah.
I do not think it always was. I think they sometimes ended up with things like fireworks
yeah.
and horseplay.
No. Well, they sometimes call that they call the whole thing a serenade.
Oh.
But I mean, that's
to me, the serenade is the music.
Yeah, shivery is the shivery is very. This is about. I think this is the first as far south as I've
heard it.
It's very common in up. And this is a very distinct regional
mm-hmm.
Term. If you're talking about being in Knoxville yesterday, you said I was
in Knoxville yesterday.
If you're going to put a preposition in there, what would you use?
I went to Knoxville. I would not say I was over in or up in or down in because it's too close.
Or if under what circumstances do you use up, down, and over?
I go down to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Are over to Nashville, or down to Memphis,
mm-hmm.
or out to Houston.
Or out to Houston.
Uh-huh.
And then would it up to?
Roanoke, Washington.
And north, it would be north, south, and then over is east and west, but out is
out west.
Out west, you wouldn't say out to, I went out to New York.
No,
out
west to New York.
Yeah, how about, if you went to Richmond?
I go up to Richmond.
All right, let me think. I need my geography. If you went to Chapel Hill?
I'd probably go over across the mountain to Chapel Hill.
Yeah. Now you wouldn't.
I'd go over to Chapel Hill and I'd go over to Asheville.
Uh-huh.
I'd go over to Spartanburg and Columbia. Mm-hmm. I sure would.
But you couldn't. You'd say over to Columbia.